You're listening to The Hit List with me, Noomi, and I'm joined by Alfie Templeman. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, yeah. I'm here in sunny Bedford, so things are always good in sunny Bedford.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You're kind of new to a lot of our listeners, so how would you describe your music in three words?
It doesn't suck. experimental indie pop.
I'll take either of those. It doesn't
take either of them. I've just done it in six words.
Yeah, but, there you go. A bonus. You should have that on a t-shirt, like it doesn't suck. Direct
quote. It doesn't suck. I mean, people may disagree with that, but that's fine.
That's fine. We can ignore those.
Yeah.
So you play 11 instruments. Right.
Oh, that's so fabricated. I can play like three very well, and then the rest of them I'm terrible at. Like, I'm good with drums and guitar and bass, but this stuff like sitar that I could just about play doesn't count.
I feel like it's like languages, right? Like, you can be fluent in a language, but also if you can go to that country and not make a fool of yourself, then that's still impressive. So
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to steal that one from you because, like, I've never heard anyone explain it better than that. So yeah,
conversationally fluent in sitar.
Yeah, exactly. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Absolutely. Yeah.
So how easy is it for you to kind of pick something up to get the basics? Is it like languages now where you just kind of have to learn a little bit and then you're good to go? Or
it kind of depends, actually, what the instrument is. I've been teaching myself flute. And like, sure, I can play the notes, but I just can't like get the technique right because it's a totally different thing. So, but with a lot of instruments, yeah, you can, you know, like, I'm not very good at piano, but I can just about get around like a chord or a melody or something. So it just depends, really, to be honest.
Yeah. As soon as you said learning to play the flute, my brain just, and I'm sure a lot of people have jumped to this conclusion with you saying this, but You should ask Lizzo for help.
I know. I was thinking about that. I don't know if she's busy or not, though. she seems kind of busy. Why would Lizzo want to teach me how to play the flute? But I mean, I would definitely, like, if she was up for it, I would be like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, you could do a collab together with a sick flute solo.
I think it would be literally just her, to be honest. I wouldn't want to make it sound terrible.
You could join in on like a few of the long notes.
yeah. Just, you know, have a coffin fit in between them.
When you're writing your music, what do you find easiest to write about? So what do you use to draw inspiration from?
I used to write a lot of love songs, but it's really weird. I've got this album and there's actually not very much love involved in it. That sounds so sad, but
it's been a tough few years for all of us. It's okay.
Exactly. Yeah. It's I am pretty philosophical. I like philosophy quite a lot. I've always been interested in it, and a lot of this record, yeah, is quite existential and it's quite depressing in parts, but in a way that it's done up, it's like a good crab salad. You can't tell that it's, you know, when it all comes together, it's just like, yeah, this is great. And you know, that's the key to it.
Is it when you kind of go into those darker themes, is it done musically as well? Or is it like, on the outside, this sounds very jazzy, but once you dig into the crab salad, there's the real emotion.
The crab salad's made another appearance. Yes. It's both. So, for example, I have a single out now called Broken, and it's got very dark lyrics, but the actual song itself is... it sounds quite happy, but there's a song on the record as well called Just Below the Above, and that's just depressing, pure depressing. So, you know, there's a mixture of it, but I didn't try to overblow it with depressingness or whatever the word is. I tried to give it a bit of a balance. So I think when you listen to the record as a whole, it's a nice little balance of it, really.
Yeah, kind of touches on everything. You need that variety, don't you?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so you turned 18 in lockdown last January.
Yeah.
Which is not a great time to come of age, really.
No, it's not, is it? No.
Have you felt like you've been able to like go out now and properly enjoy it? And if you have, what was that like? Did it kind of live up to the hype?
No.
No.
I don't like I honestly, I go to the pub with my mates about 3 pints in, and I'm like, yeah, I'm tired, I'm going home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, honestly, like, after sitting in lockdown, watching Skins and thinking this is what my life will be like after I'm out, I was kind of disappointed.
I grew up watching Skins and I had the same kind of thing where I was like, oh my God, if this is what my life's going to be like when I'm 18, this is crazy. Yeah. And then you turn 18 and you're like, they lied to me.
Yeah, they totally lied there, which sucks. Yeah, you spend more time, that's the problem. Like, you manifest it to be like that. Well, not completely. I don't want to get run over by a bus or anything.
And then start singing.
Yeah. Oh Lord. Yeah, I'm good with that, but you know, there's parts of it where you manifest it and then actually it turns out to be completely different. But last year I thought I'd have the worst summer ever and it turned out to be the best, and that's how I finished the album, because I wrote all of the songs, you know, about the experiences that I had with friends, and you know, just it has been good, like being able to go outside and do things again and see people and just see your mates again. So yeah, definitely.
What was your highlight of your summer then? What was like the standout moment?
Well, in Bedford, like in some of the parts, like it's really nice in the summer because it's quite countryside here. So we'd all go to like with my mates, we'd go to like the lakes and stuff and just chill out for the day, like have a few beers and just like enjoy ourselves. And it's so simple, but it's just the best to me. Like, it's just so lovely, and sitting around a campfire at night, just all of those kind of little things. They always mean the most to me.
Yeah, and I think I kind of also think maybe lockdown has made us appreciate those simple things more. Like, I remember...
Oh, you're totally right, yeah.
Yeah, being able to go sit in a park with my friends for the first time in months. Mm. It was like, this is better than any night out we've had, just chilling in a park with a beer.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Because it was extra special when you could go and do it again.
Yeah. It's a weird time that we've lived through.
Oh, yeah. Very, very odd.
Okay, so my friend went to see you support Declan McKenna in September last year. And he had a great time. But he ended up coming home with a door handle. Doesn't know where it's from. Doesn't know how. But I want to... Oh. Wait, do you know?
It was me. I gave it to him. I went Wix's, you know, earlier, and he was like, hey, mate, how you doing?
What's the weirdest thing you've brought back from a gig?
I wouldn't say it's the weirdest. It's quite nice, actually. Someone came up to me before I played a show and gave me a Princess Diana mirror.
Wow.
I've held on to it ever since. Yeah, it's really sweet. I don't know if they're listening, but thanks, whoever it was.
Yeah. A very niche option.
Very niche, yeah. But I enjoyed looking at myself for 2 hours before playing. So, you know, good show. I take it with me. Like, I'll try and remember, and like I'll take it to the gigs because I had a really good gig. It was in Manchester, I think. So.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. That's actually so cute. Yeah.
Really so sweet. Yeah.
You've got a UK headline tour coming up. I think you start next week, right?
Next week, that's right, yeah, starting in Newcastle, which will be fun.
What have you got planned for the tour?
Hopefully to play songs.
And get out the Diana mirror.
Yeah, whip it out at the end. Yeah, we've got new songs, we're playing a lot of new material. Not too much, like just the right amount, really, you know. Don't want to annoy too many people, and you know, people that had like one song on the radio and came along. But we're doing that. We're playing some new songs from the record, some ones that are like deeper cuts from the albums that are quite challenging for us to play.
Nice.
As a band. So looking forward to that. Also, lots of stupid covers. There'll probably be lots of crowd surfing, mosh pits somehow. Just stuff that normally happens somehow. We don't really know why or how we do it, but people will just go feral.
Yeah. Let it out.
Yeah, let it out, man. Let it out.
Can you tell us what one of the crazy covers will be, or are you going to keep it as a surprise?
I think we should keep it as a surprise, but it'll probably be something from the 90s or, you know, early 2000s, maybe something like Korn, Three Color Leaves or something just absolutely nuts.
Oh my gosh.
We play heavy stuff, so that's weird.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be pretty fun.
Right.
Or Down with the Sickness, maybe.
Ooh. Classics. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Right, I'm there. You've sold it to me.
Yeah, come down.
We talked a little bit about your album coming out May 27th.
Yeah.
This is like your first full album. You've previously released EPs and a mini album. What kind of made you go, right, this is it now? I'm ready for an album.
Well, it just felt right because I'm at the end of my teenage years and like it felt like it was time to kind of put the flag in the ground and say, you know, like this is the end of a massive chapter for me, but the beginning of something even bigger. So it felt right to kind of start that first album now and really piece it together. It felt like I had enough to talk about, you know, there was enough going on in my brain to really piece it together and create something that big. So that's basically why.
It's been so great to chat to you. I'd love to wrap up just with a really quick game where I'm just going to throw things at you and you're going to say whether it's a hit or a miss for you.
Great, absolutely.
Marmite.
Oh, massive hit.
Wordle.
Miss, man. Yeah. Overrated,
yeah. It's a bit hyped, isn't it?
Not my thing, man.
Mr. Whippy ice cream.
Oh, hit, absolutely. Can't wait for the ice cream van to come soon.
Yeah, I'm ready for ice cream season. Roller coasters.
I'm fine with them, but like I went on them as like when I was younger, and like so I'm not really bothered, and like they're just overrated, really. So miss.
Okay. Yeah. Fair.
They, you know, they're just a bit boring.
Oh.
It's better things in the world.
Yeah. There's so many theme parks are crying now. Horror movies.
Oh, hit. Horror movies, if horror movies were a sauce, they'd be hot sauce.
I was just about to ask hot sauce as the next one. How weird is that?
I put it on everything. I've drank literally a whole bottle of Cholula in a day.
Wow. How are your...
Yeah, I love hot sauce.
How are your taste buds still attached?
It's not my taste buds that are a problem. It's something else.
And then staying friends with your ex?
That's a weird one, actually. I don't know. It depends, really, doesn't it? Like, what happened, how you ended it and everything. But I guess if they're okay, then hit.
I think that's a very mature answer.
Yeah, I don't want to start any fights.
Start any beef. Just, like, get a DM the next day. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm worried now.
I have actually asked this to Ella Henderson before, and I agreed with her, and my ex DM'd me and was like, what's this about? So it does come back to you. Yeah, it does.
Michelle, if you're out there...
Okay, we're going to play your brand new song, Broken, on KMFM. Could you introduce it for us?
Hello, KMFM listeners. It's your boy Alfie Templeman here, and this is my song, Broken. Enjoy.